afternoon, everyone. This is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and you are tuning in to our weekly radio show, which is every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is Station 2 on BBS Radio. So, way too much to even list off of all the things that are going on in this world, huh? First, I just want to start off by saying, bear with me. You know, the weeks in preparation for going up to East SETI and then being gone and then coming back has just been absolutely crazy on my schedule. So I just want to ask you guys all ahead of time to be patient with me and Galactic Connection and the team itself, because we're all really trying our best to get caught up, which we don't know if that'll ever happen. As you know, we have a world-renowned implant removal process, and we also have just added the spiritual past life clearing that's doing really, really, really well. And, of course, the blogging and the radio shows and all my galactic essence formulas. It keeps me quite busy. But guess what, folks? On top of that, I am suddenly moving. Can you believe that? On top of everything else. But it's something that I've really wanted, and I want to pass on a message to everyone. I was told a long time ago that I would get the 911 call, so to speak, when the time was ripe. And they told me that when I got the message to move, it would be the time when everything started really changing. So if that's any kind of indication to you, I don't know what is. Anyway. So I'm in the midst, and I'm happy about the new place I'm moving to. In the meantime, I decided today, things are so hot and heavy with the doctors that have disappeared or been killed throughout the United States, actually, in particular Florida, that I thought that we would kind of tie some things in with Matthew Hurtado today. But before I dive into that, I just want to remind those of you who are not familiar with Galactic Connection, we've been around since February of 2012, and we do commit to a 365-day-a-year blog. It is gratis, so if you feel compelled to provide some donations, we would appreciate it. A lot of money goes into keeping the server alive. We have over 23,000 posts. It's a great research avenue for all of you folks out there that really want to hunker down into specific topics. So please check it out. And as always, we are here to support you and provide you assistance in healing in a myriad of different ways. Now, I do want to remind everybody that you've probably seen Matthew Hurtado on the right column of my website. He's hanging out with me today. A lot of people really connected with him. You can feel the genuine care and concern in his heart. And I immediately clicked with him when I met him. He is the CEO of Network Holdings, and he's been involved in fitness and health supplements since he was 15 years old. And here's the deal. He started with issues of eating disorders, Lyme disease, and chronic fatigue, as well as post-traumatic stress. And it's so similar to my story. That's what really kicked him into trying to figure out how can I fix myself and my body. And he was very successful in a lot of different ventures, and he ran in many operations of different companies, millions of dollars in sales, obviously very successful. But he noticed that he didn't like the supplement industry. There were things about it that were just not really, I don't know, in integrity, I think is what he's going to say. So it says one of the common denominators and themes that kept showing up was most health supplement companies source inferior ingredients. They contain toxins, and they sell products for thousands of times more than the actual cost of producing them. So he decided to take it upon himself and to really hunker down and figure out what was the best way to help the body, especially on a physical level. But when we both met, we both realized that we are alchemists at heart, and we've had clearly many lifetimes together doing this sort of work together. And this is why I was drawn to him, is he really addresses some very physical type of issues with the body with his product line. Today he would like to talk with me about the current goings-on with the healthcare industry. We're really going to blow this wide open as far as kind of working in the information of all the doctors that have been found dead. And let's see what Matthew has to say with a lot of his background. He's very, very familiar with this sort of stuff. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing great, Alexandra. I appreciate that bio. That's incredible. I obviously admire you and your work, and when you say physical, I'm working to get to the level you're at, so I got to start somewhere. And then we'll get into the energy.
No. You're already there, Matthew. You're well there. So, you know, I thought it was such a perfect time for us to incorporate the way our products work super well together. And by the way, folks, just in case we haven't made that clear, you know, my galactic essences, they really work a lot on past life clearing and emotional and mental and spiritual body issues, because I'm very, very much of a top-down approach practitioner. What I love about Matthew's products, which are extremely rare in my opinion for the physical type hands-on stuff that we really need to deal with daily, because our bodies are taking a major, major hit right now, huh, Matthew?
Oh, yeah.
Is that he has incorporated a lot of my approaches, the alchemy way of seeing things. And so we immediately latched onto that commonality in the way we address the body and try to assist each person out there. And before we dive into that, Matthew, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about this whole latest headline drama that's going on. You know, they found now over 10 doctors, 10.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting, just to recap, in case some of you have not heard about this, Dr. Baron Holt, he was a doctor of chiropractics. And for those of you out there, a doctor of chiropractics, they have even more hours supposedly in studying the body than an MD. I'm not ragging on the MDs, folks. I'm just saying that DCs, I have many friends that are DCs, and they really know the physical body. They really do a lot of work in that area. He was only 33 years old. He was found dead in Florida, very fit, supposedly. And that was on the 21st of June. Then Dr. Bruce Hedendahl, he was also a doctor of chiropractics, and he was found slumped over in his car. Go figure that. On the 21st, you also had Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. He supposedly died of a heart attack. He was a pioneer in holistic cancer therapies. Isn't that interesting? Very hot topic right now, and a very dangerous one at that, when you're going up such a massive industry such as the pharmaceutical companies. And he helped thousands of people supposedly overcome cancer, and he suddenly just collapsed. And they think his heart gave out. Now, many of you know that they have that death ray gun that they can shoot at you and give you an instantaneous heart attack. We've read that about a million times. Who knows? Maybe that's involved. You also had Dr. Bradstreet, who was an MD. He was found, this is very sad, he was found in the North Carolina River with a gunshot to his chest. And it says here they raided his clinic, they stopped all clients from being assisted, and they confiscated all of his products. And the product that he was very well known for was the GCMAF. We'll get into that in a minute. And Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick, excuse me, Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick, MD, interesting name. he was traveling from North Dakota to Montana to visit his son with a trailer and a truck, disappeared like that. Let me see, Dr. Teresa Severs, she was an MD. She was murdered in her home in Florida, and there was no home invasion. Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside, MD, he was a pulmonologist and specializing in lung cancer, vanished while on vacation with his family. This is on the 29th of June. And then, let me see, on the 1st, you had Dr. Lisa Riley, and she was shot in the head at her home. So now a lot of people are feeling, now some of these people are still missing, but a lot of people are feeling that they're all related somehow, some way to some of the latest legislation that was passed in California in particular, that stated that we were not allowed to have the right to kind of opt out in these vaccinations for our children. And so this has created a huge amount of controversy, because there's many, many states that still honor that. And we'll go over that in a few minutes too. But I kind of wanted to hear, especially from your incredibly very wide scoped background in supplements and the health industry. You know so many things about this kind of stuff that I really want to know, what do you think? What do you think is really going on?
I think it's mind-blowing, actually. I think that, obviously, I don't know what happened with the doctors. I know there's a lot of information out there. There's my YouTube has had multiple people posting, you know, that it's, you know, like the GCMAF. And so there's all kinds of stories out there. I don't obviously know the story, the real story. But I think it's interesting, though, with the vaccines coming, you know, to this position where, you know, they want to make it forced and mandatory. And then, you know, these doctors were obviously known for speaking, you know, in direct opposition in some cases to that. So it's anybody's guess right now, but it's obviously something that is not being reported. It's not coming on mainstream TV, which is interesting. You'd think that if there was a series of mechanics that were being killed across the country, they would say, oh, you know, News 15 or whatever, the mechanics are missing. And it's so you got to do your own due diligence. You got to do your own research and figure out what's going on. In my opinion, I'm glad I don't live in California because I'm not keen on having my children being vaccinated with all these umpteen dozens of new vaccines they've got now that I'm not an advocate for it. So I guess that's where I stand, you know.
Well, you and I have talked off air about some of the intricacies of working with the government and the agencies. And there are a copious number of impediments involved for anyone in healthcare, period. Mm-hmm. But in particular, holistic healthcare. Anyone who's going against the grain of just assuming that the individual's got to take a pill, you know, to mask the symptoms and not really address the root of the cause and that kind of thing. So what are your comments on that?
Well, when I think about everything that's going on, you know, in every industry, there's good and bad people. And for instance, if I had a migraine, it was really bad, I may take an ibuprofen or an aspirin, but I don't live on drugs and I don't rely on synthetic forms of, you know, natural nutrients that have been engineered synthetically to alter things that should happen naturally. I don't rely on those to survive. And in my opinion, I think that a lot of the dark negativity has just been coming to a head. Like you think of a chemicalization process when things get really dark before the new dawn. I think we're definitely at that stage where the banking industry, the healthcare industry, every industry, even some of the supplement industry, which is what I like to talk about, you know, when they get a lot of these inferior products, those are also chemical toxins. So, you know, where do we begin is what
I know, it's such a huge topic. Well, let's start with supplementation because it's kind of offshoot of this. You know, how long ago did you begin in the supplementation industry? I mean, how long ago did you get involved in that?
I started when I was 13 years old. I was wanting to be a bodybuilder, and I told my grandpa, I said, take me to that nutrition store in the mall. I said, I'm going to buy some stuff to make my muscles bigger. And so he took me to the GNC at the mall, and we bought some amino acids, and they tasted horrible. It was the worst stuff in the world, but I suffered through it, and then I started using supplements, you know, intermittently out throughout my teenage years, but I always had a passion for it. By the time I was in my early 20s, I was full swing, you know, buying products at wholesale, selling them at retail to everybody throughout the gyms and, you know, dealing them out of my car basically because I didn't have a store and I was a personal trainer. So that was kind of how I worked it in. And over time, I just noticed that, you know, if there's so many middlemen in this industry, there's got to be some serious money that's tied up in the middle. And I thought, well, what does it actually cost to make some of this stuff? And why is it sold for way more than it costs to make? And so that's what really got me curious, and that's when I started doing a lot of the due diligence. But it wasn't until I actually got sick and I lost my health that it really mattered to me. And that's when, you know, I had to get rid of all the pharmaceuticals that they wanted to give me. I got rid of all the fake health supplements because none of those things were helping me. So in my case, that's when I started to really find out what actually works in the body, and most importantly, to meet the people that knew how to formulate the right products that could actually produce these kind of results, you know, helping the body heal and get well.
Well, that sounds good. Hey, by the way, your video is bouncing up and down, so just be careful.
Okay, sorry. Move my arms, I think, the table.
Is that some kind of Italian thing?
Yeah, I got to talk with my hands.
So you said that you got really ill and you decided to hunker in on the due diligence. So how did that begin? I mean, did you have meetings with, you know, management from some of these manufacturers, or had you already gotten to a place where you had already purchased your own stores?
Not yet. What happened was, I mentioned this in our last interview, but Raymond Francis, that's the author of Never Be Sick Again, he was an MIT-trained biochemist. He had multiple autoimmune diseases, should have died at age 48, and he went back to his understanding of biology and how the body works, and he saved his own life with a few grams of vitamin C when he had some drugs that were destroying, you know, one of his organs. And so what he did is he did a lot of the research. And so I started with his research, and then I carried it forward into some of the stuff that we may share tonight with some of the suppliers that we have now. But what it all condensed down to is, you know, is it, you know, a synthetic toxin or is it a nutrient? Toxins produce more disease and they cause deficiencies, whereas actual nutrients actually nourish the cells and then the immune system kicks in and the body knows what to do with those.
Okay, now define – okay, everybody hears the word toxic or toxin.
Uh-huh.
Define exactly what is a toxin to the body.
Well, a toxin would be most every probably 90-some percent of supplements on the market are made from synthetic fillers, binders, artificial – the ingredients are in a form, to make it simple, that your body doesn't understand. It doesn't occur naturally in nature. So it's not what you would get from the soil originally. And so the body takes it in and then the body can actually attack it. It can actually become something that makes you sicker and sicker. So, I mean, it's just not natural.
Right, right. So the body is interpreting it as a parasite.
Exactly. It's a poison, to make a long story short.
That's crazy. So what are some typical toxins that you suggest that the public avoid at all costs?
Well, here's an easy one. Let's say you want you need energy. So you go get your typical energy drink or your little shot of energy, and it has a lot of B vitamins in it, and at 12,000% or 1,200, and it's cyanocobalamin. That's what the form of B12. Well, cyanocobalamin turns into cyanide as it processes through the body. It's a toxin.
Whoa.
You can get an artificial B vitamin buzz, but using that for a long period of time can actually create a B vitamin deficiency because your body is actually recognizing that as a toxin. What happened to me is I developed a B vitamin deficiency, but I was taking a lot of B vitamins, so it didn't make any sense. But the form that I was getting them in was causing my body to attack it, and my body was recognizing it as a poison.
Interesting. Isn't there a difference between supplements where the body can readily break them down versus other types of supplements that they just sit in the stomach and they really don't get broken down, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that, a lot of the times that has to do with the size and the structure that it's in. We'll listen to some. I have a 6-minute clip where one of the formulators of our products explains it very well. But like, okay, we use angstrom size particles in our minerals, and angstroms are so small that they can pass into the cell and you get a 98% absorption on those. Whereas if you use, you know, the regular size, you know, molecules, they just don't. They have to go through the digestive tract. They get For instance, you take a tablet. It's known in the physician's desk reference manual that pills and tablets, you get up to a 20% absorption on those for most of them. There's a few exceptions, but most of them, 17% absorption, somewhere in there. So if you're taking your pills and tablets, but it's going right through the body, and they call them bedpan bullets for a reason, so what are you actually getting out of that? And then if you know that 90% of it is toxic anyway, you know, imagine you got a good deal and you spent $25 on a product and you thought you were going to get all your vitamins and cover your bases. But 90% of it is garbage, and then 80% of it doesn't absorb anyway. You just threw away $25. And that's what I ran into when I was sick. I was spending upwards of $800 a month trying to recover, and I thought I was getting all this healthy stuff, but it was all garbage. All I was doing was sending $800 away, and I wasn't getting any better month after month. None of it was working.
Crazy. And how long were you in? You told me you were in bed, just barely could make yourself get out of bed because you were feeling so fatigued, right?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
So it's a very similar story, guys. You know, I was almost in bed for three. And so we really related what happens to you when you're in bed that long a period of time. And you were used to being an active person, right? And you liked athletics, yeah. And that was a real tough shift for me.
Yeah, I was an athlete since the age of 3 years old. I played hockey. I played for 20 years.
Wow.
And then I immediately went into bodybuilding. So I knew how to be athletic, and I loved it, and I lived it. And then I went from that to barely being able to stand up. I could hardly walk around the block. If I did, it would hurt for hours, like just ridiculous. I didn't even know how I got through that time, but fortunately, you know, we find our miracles and we get through sometimes.
That's crazy. So basically your line of products was created as the perfect line to address all the needs of the body as far as like the typical physical things that you were seeing over and over again when you were running your supplement store, right?
Exactly. And I was really inspired, as I said, by Raymond Francis's work, because he talked about there's only six pathways to disease and there's only two causes, deficiencies and toxicities. And there's only one disease, a malfunctioning cell. So it all has to do with correcting deficiencies and toxicities. And so once I understood that from the level of the physical body, I incorporated it with the levels of, you know, the mind, with the EFT, the TFT, the timeline therapy. I was trained in all those. So I had a lot of time to study. I invested over $100,000 and bankrupted my family in order to get well. But that was my education into this process.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I think it takes, sometimes it just takes such a really tragic experience like you and I've had to get us on our true path.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And when you're in the middle of it, you're going, you're trying not to say, why me? And you're trying to understand, how did this happen? But look at you on the other side, and you're so well-versed in this sort of stuff. You know, some people, when they walk into a natural supplementation store of any sort, you're so overwhelmed. You know, when you were working in that type of environment, what did you typically hear were like the top five things that were going on with people? Because there must have been a pattern.
Okay, I'll tell you the secret. Okay. There's two types of store owner. There's the one that's trained in the corporate environment to make the corporation the most money. And then there's the person that actually does it because they love people and they want to help people get well. Mm-hmm. And so I'll tell you a quick story between both. Okay, when I had a nutrition franchise store, they trained me in sell our brand because it makes the most money. And that was the train of thought. And then what happened was I started to get wise because I kept hearing about this other store owner that was doing so well, and the reason why is he was helping people get well. And what he would always do is he would pull out this little book that he had, and he'd say, what pharmaceutical drugs are you on? And they would tell him, and he'd pull it out, and it would show what deficiencies those drugs created. So what he would do is he would look at where they were depleting themselves. Let's say, for instance, you you just took some amoxicillin or penicillin or something, and then, I don't know if this is true or not, but let's say it depleted your potassium, something like that. And you say, gosh, I feel so terrible. And you find that out while you're maybe deficient in potassium. So he would put them on the right, usually it's minerals, and he would put them on those products like magnesium, and he would get them feeling better almost right away. And then from there, once a person starts to feel better, then you can really build on that, and you can get strong, and you can build again and build again. And it's you know, it's an upward cycle versus a downward cycle.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's,
and it's not
smart.
Rocket science. It's no. Really not. No.
But that's really smart. So what were you typically finding as the deficiencies in the body today?
Well, almost everyone is magnesium deficient, and a lot of people have issues with their thyroid these days, like iodine deficiency, B vitamin deficiency, like B12. You know, it's really hard to say for most people where some of their big deficiencies are. Vitamin D deficiency is rampant, and a lot of people don't know that in order to absorb your vitamin D, you have to have vitamin K2 in the body. So there's all these different angles that you need to know. But you can just kind of push that all off the side of the table. Like I said, focus on getting to the next level, and then you can start pinpointing these little minor things. So what I always tell people is we have it right in our core kit. We have all the 72 essential minerals. There's actually 80 now in our new formulation that you need every single day, and then including the magnesium, the iodine, the selenium, all these things. And then you start to feel better, and then you start to obviously, you know, you build on that. You know, maybe you're vitamin D deficient. You can go take a quick test. You can find out. You can do an RBC blood test for magnesium and find out where your magnesium levels are. And even if you're taking a lot of magnesium, you may still be deficient. It's one of those obvious things.
Now, I do want to address with the public. This is really important because I've noticed, especially when I'm very fatigued, I always notice it's because my minerals are whacked.
Yeah.
Okay. So in case there's some of you out there that don't know this, just pick up, you know, the minerals, put them up to your thymus or your sternum area, and mentally ask your higher self if this, how many drops or caps do I need of this product? And if you put it down and you let your body respond, it will tell you yes, it'll kind of move forward, and no, it'll kind of move backwards. And you can do that over and over again as far as asking how many drops you need. Because what I've noticed, Matthew, is our bodies are not going to be like a routine every single day. They are constantly adjusting to all of the triggers and environmental stimulations and issues and the chemtrailing and what you had for breakfast. You know, it just, every day is a different day for the body. So I've noticed some days I'm going to need like, you know, 13 drops of minerals. Some days I might need only 5.
Yep.
You know?
And you're pretty in tune with your body, and that helps. And I think the more people practice this, the better they get at knowing their own body.
Yeah, I think it's really important because, you know what, it's time for us to understand that we are in the driver's seat. It is our sovereign right to take care of our own health. And we have, over the course of hundreds of years, we've given up that right to our doctors. You know, we've just basically said, well, you know what's right, so you just make the decision and I'll just go with it. And we're really at a time, because of being deluged by, unfortunately, an institution as well as an agenda that is trying to literally terminate our population, you know, it is time for us to fully step into our authority and really figure out what do we need to do to get back to a state of health. And that's why I feel it's so important what you're doing, Matthew. I just know how sincere you are, and I know how much went into the study of your products alone. I was just so impressed with that. Now, the other day we were talking about, you know, you were just so frustrated with what you deal with as a holistic, you know, supplier of these sorts of products. Can you share a little bit of with us as far as what is the typical day of a holistic health provider of products. You know, I think a lot of people can really relate to this.
Yeah, the issue that's going on is, well, thank you for what you said a minute ago, first of all, when you said we have to take care of ourselves, because that is what it comes down to. We've subjugated our power to the authorities of, you know, the medical establishment, thinking that they know more about your body than you do. And in many cases, you know more, especially with the internet today. You've got more answers than anybody. So, you know, a typical day in this world is, you know, it's like anything else. But what happens is you get some of this idiocracy that's going on, where one of my manufacturers told me that there's a company in California that got a cease and desist for selling its walnuts because it contains selenium in the walnuts, and they had on the packaging that selenium can be beneficial for something in your body. Well, you know, we've known that for forever, but because it's not, you know, done through one of their studies where it takes millions of dollars and, you know, who can afford that, and then, you know, years and years of testing, well, then it's no longer valid because it's not done through their studies. And so they got their cease and desist, and they had to, you know, relabel or stop selling walnuts. I mean, this is how far we've come. We've gone into, you know, just like the movie Idiocracy. In the future, you go out and everything is a complete, you know, you can't even comprehend what we're living in. Well, that's where we're sort of at today, and it makes me sad sometimes, because I think about, especially with my kids, and all this marketing and all this targeting, and, you know, it's everything is sugar, you know, all the commercials are sugar loaded. It's all garbage, garbage, garbage. You know, it's all the kids want. And then you go and you see all these kids, and, you know, I remember when I was a kid, and you didn't see that many unhealthy kids when I was there, and virtually none of them were on drugs. But I challenge you to do some research today of what it actually is. You know, today we have 3 out of 4 people walking around in this country that have a chronic diagnosable disease, and we call that health. Do you see how it's crazy?
It's so upside down. It's insane is almost what I would call it. And in fact, going back to one of the comments you made, you were talking about vitamin D. And I thought it was really interesting that all of these doctors were associated with, I mean, they don't know for sure, but they have a suspicion that all of them were either looking into, researching, or heavily questioning the regular state of events as to how you approach disease, cancer, and that sort of thing. One of the things, Matthew, that they made a connection to is these GC proteins that are made by the microphages in the body. They kill cancer cells. They're like massively powerful. And if you don't have these GC proteins intact, then they're not capable of attaching themselves to the vitamin D. It's like a core thing.
That's why, you know, if you do the research, you can find there is a product that a company sells that has, you know, that kind of GC-MAF in there in a probiotic formula. They sell it in the States. There's a company that does it, and they even recommend that you should take, you know, a bunch of like 10,000 IUs of vitamin D with it. So that's the two things that's what's out there. I mean, it's all over Facebook. People are posting it. So the information's there. If you want it. I haven't personally tried any of that, so I can't tell you if I know. I don't know anything about it. It's brand new to my knowledge. So,
well, I just thought it was interesting that with all of this, they determined that the GC proteins cannot attach themselves to the vitamin D because of this thing called nagaclase.
Have you
heard about it?
I read the same thing you did, and so I understand that certain types of illnesses are creating that nagaclase or whatever.
And you know what promulgated this was the autistic children, and they really started diving into the vaccinations, and then they saw a correlation between that and the MMR booster shots, and then they found that children that get their booster shots right around the 18-month mark, they end up becoming autistic if they receive this. And now they're blowing it wide open, where these vaccinations they actually contain live viruses.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, I want everyone to think about that. They contain live viruses. These doctors are talking about that isn't even possible. It's not a mistake. It's not even like a, oops, it got in there. I mean, if we buy into that, where have we gone?
Well, I think that's the point. We're getting right back around to it. You gotta take your own power back. You gotta become your own, you know, authority at some level. And if you don't want that power and authority, well, then what's going to be laid out for you, you know, may not be of your highest good. It's either you take control of your life, or somebody else surely will.
You know, back to the supplementation. Do you feel that has become somewhat monopolistic at the top? Like, are there just the specific chosen manufacturers of, say, I don't know, the basic core filler that goes in, like, you know, 90% of the actual supplements out there? I mean, is it run like that?
Well, most of it is you've got good companies that care, and you've got companies that are pure profit. I think it's what their modus operandi was when they were putting the company together. Is the company designed to pay the shareholders, or is this a company that is actually done on a scale of, you know, we're going to help people? And what I found is a lot of companies that are, you know, put together by good, you know, naturopathic doctors and people who want to help people, they've done the research, and those are usually some of the better companies. And some of the ones that are the big corporate names, and obviously you look at the corporate structure. I mean, it's so convoluted and so many middlemen. It's obvious, you know, and it's not too hard to see through a lot of this stuff. But there is there's these supplement guidebooks out there, and you might be able to find them on Amazon. But we used to have them in our store, where they had independent reviews done. So they would take all these multivitamins, they had like 1,000 different brands, and they would actually take them to the lab and analyze them. And some of these big name companies were so horrendous. Like they would be like 2 to 3% actually effective of what it was ranked at out of a score of 0 to 100. They would rank it like 2 or 3 or 11 or 12, and then you have a few companies that were way up there, like you know, at the 90, 98, 100. But for the most part, you've got a few really, really good ones, and you got a lot of really, really not so good ones.
Gosh, so
you can't be deceived by packages and labels and brand names. You have to actually take it for checking. You know, you got to look, and you got to figure out what's real and what's not. And it's not hard. You can start like I did, reading some of the stuff out there by Raymond Francis or some of the people that have done the research, and then you figure this stuff out, and then you have a guide to work from.
You know, I think why I'm also really drawn to you is that you're speaking from testimony. And I, you know, like myself, I must have tried every type of therapy available to get well. And you know, each one of the things I tried, I had some things I had phenomenal results, but so much of it is your attitude about wanting to be fully engaged through the healing process. And that's what I like about you. You know, it's like, this isn't just all about, oh, hey, take my product and, you know, I'll see ya.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, it was a 98% profit margin, you know. You know, it's like we really all have to understand that helping, you know, just helping one person then helps. That's a trickle down thing. You know, if I help you, you help me. It's just an automatic thing. And this is where we really need to move our planet to, is that awareness and attitude.
Yeah. And there's different levels of you know, using supplements. If you're strong and healthy, let's say, you know, you're an athlete, you have no diseases, you're in your best shape ever, you can get away with some of the stuff that's artificial because you're running on high octane anyway, and your cells are not malfunctioning out of control. That's what it, you know, you're already in a pretty solid state. And I still firmly believe that most all disease begins in the psyche. But I think that we are prepped for it because we have, you know, years and years of you know, damaging ourselves, you know, through overuse of antibiotics or, you know, I don't know, maybe the vaccines, things that could get into your body that could leave you susceptible. Because I think if you look at most disease and you cross-reference it with like the study of German New Medicine, where they talk about how, you know, there's always a shock, and then after the shock comes the, you know, the healing phase. And the healing phase is when the microbes, the bacteria, and the viruses, they start to come. And a lot of that stuff really makes a lot of sense when you really look into it. And so I always think that, you know, it's holistic. It's mind and body. And if you become weak and you're in a weakened state, and you're really sick, you can't afford to have any of those toxins anymore. It's you're just not in that position. And unfortunately, people that want to build their bodies to this level, they're not the bodybuilders. You know, they're the ones that have gotten sick. You know, their immune systems maybe a little compromised, and they're saying, "Hey, I need to boost myself up." And then they go to the nutrition store, and the guy sells them the highest profit margin products. And there's usually nothing of value in it, and then they take them, and then they probably get sicker, and then they think they need more because that's not working. I gotta try something else, and then years and years and years go by, and they still haven't gotten the point yet.
Yeah, that's definitely true. In fact, I also you made a comment about most disease starts in the psyche, but you do have a good point as far as we are an amalgamation of our genes and our DNA makeup. And yes. So we really have, unfortunately, arrived in this incarnation in particular, as I tell many of my clients, we arrive with a very full backpack of junk. And we came here, I really believe this, this is just my opinion. I feel like we really came here fully loaded with the intention, I'm getting rid of this once and for all.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels that way because we've carried this on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. We've been in this cycle, you know, for so long. And this is the time for us to break through. This is it. You know, we're really at that. We literally are at that doorway.
Yeah.
So
it has to be because with, you know, with artificial intelligence coming and all this new technology, we're at the age where technology could virtually obsolete and replace everything in the next 5 to 10 years. So I don't think that it's going to end up that way. I don't think the doom and gloom. I'm not the, you know, the fear porn type of person. What I think is going to happen is we will rise up and we will, you know, ascend. I think we're going to ascend into a place that we will create the universe and the world that has been talked about, the 1,000 years when Satan, you know, is put off, you know, those kind of things I think are going to happen. I think good is going to win. That's just what I feel.
And I think a lot of it already is winning.
Yes, I do.
So that's the most exciting part.
Yeah. We have people like you out there that are getting the information out there and care enough about people, and people are coming in droves and listening to you, and that's what it takes. It takes people to listen to Alexandra, and not only just listen, but
participate. I didn't pay him to say that, guys.
No, it's true. I'm a listener, and I'm participating, and that's what other people should do, is listen and participate.
Yeah. Good point.
And then other people will follow, yeah.
Well, speaking of which, so if someone came to you and they said, "Hey, Matthew, man, I've got a son and he is autistic," where would you start him with your line of products?
Well, with autism in particular, you know, I'm not a doctor, so this is a challenging situation, but obviously I'd start with the products that everybody needs, the minerals, you know, something that the human body needs. But, you know, I would obviously refer him to some of the really good naturopathic doctors I know that work with that sort of condition.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, that would be the mind body, and then bringing in a lot of other experience too. I mean, that's a tough condition. I don't understand that. And a lot of people, I think we're just beginning to understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've already, there's one doctor out there that had such success that it was something like ridiculous. 85% of the autistic cases were blowing through in 2 weeks.
Now, I read that, and that's actually impressive. Is worth looking into. That was pretty impressive, yes.
It's really impressive.
Maybe, and he's one of the ones that's no longer around, correct?
Unfortunately. Yeah, well, here's the other thing. These types of things do not happen unless someone has stumbled upon the answer and they've gotten too close to the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine, folks, this is the cool part about it. And then the reason I read off each of their names today, Matthew, was so we could honor them. And
yeah.
I want to honor each and every one of them for the, you know, just the fact that they've given their life. But hopefully we will take this as a sign and a realization that we are really close to a fix, to a solution, to a realization of other means in which to approach the body that are not toxic, like you said, that are
yes.
that are not invasive and that are not intrusive. And there's so many therapies out there. There's so many cool things out there that are beautifully oriented to bring the body back to a point of stasis.
Yes.
And that's why, I mean, I love your products because of that.
Well, I feel like we're going to head into where frequency and vibration, I think that's going to be the next level.
I do too.
And I think all the cutting edge companies that are really cutting edge, and this is something we're doing, and our manufacturer is one of the world pioneers in these angstrom minerals, but he's also vibrational and frequencies. We have that in the formulas, and that, you know, like an example that he gives is sometimes, let's say you carry your phone in your pocket, your cell phone, and, you know, when somebody calls, you can feel it buzzing in your leg. Well, you can take the phone and you can have it no longer in your pocket, and somebody could call and your leg will still buzz, because that is how, I mean, think about it. How does the phone call get there from one place? It's frequency. It's vibration. Well, everything in the universe vibrates. And so I think the next level of healing is going to be geared towards stepping out of physical into the non-physical.
Yeah, and the vibrational medicine.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I said you're already there. We're trying to catch up to you, Alexandra.
Well, I think we're a great marriage. Our products are just, oh my God, seriously. I mean, if you are working with my essences and his products, you've got a seriously good marriage. No kidding about it. So just kind of go over, first of all, the new RNA drops that you just released. I mean, I thought that was kind of exciting. We should let everybody know about that, because we have a lot of folks that purchased your products, and I've heard some really good stories. So tell me about that.
Well, we're always improving and we're always advancing, and that's the nature of everything. As technology gets better, you come out with better stuff, just like the computer industry. You know, every 6 months to a year, you've got a completely new technology that you just, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can do this now. And, well, that's the same with every other industry that's unregulated, by the way. So as long as supplements are in the free market, and as long as we can do this, this is what you should expect from companies that are heading in the right direction. So what we've done is we went and we just keep searching, and we found a better supplier, a better manufacturer that is able to do exactly what we wanted and to do it with some of the new technology out there. And a lot of it's proprietary. I, you know, like a lot of the stuff you're doing is, you know, I've seen some stuff you use. That's your proprietary technology. And we have sort of the same type of phenomenon happening. And, you know, the results are, you know, you put it to the test and you are the result.
Yeah. Oh, is he sweet or what, guys? Well, I shouldn't say guys, because they're all going to be like, he's a guy. I'm being goofy, sorry.
I do that same thing, yeah.
Okay, so, question.
Yes.
Tell me, because I didn't ask this last time, when people are taking the RNA drops, what do you hear as the typical responses, because you know people are like, RNA, oh, I know that has something to do with the brain, maybe the pineal gland, maybe you could go over why do they need it and what are some of the results that come from taking it.
Okay, well, I'll tell my story because it's safe to tell my story without any issues because this really happened for me. Well, with the illness that I had, one of the biggest components that I had was I developed PTSD, and they labeled it under different issues. They said PTSD and then somatization, you know, they had all sorts of things. But what used to happen was I used to go into these, it's like an almost altered unconscious state, and it would go on for hours sometimes, and then throw benzos at me in the ER because they couldn't stop me from shaking. It was a really, really bad experience, and I had to find a way out of that. And you know, I pray, you know, I used my own manifestation, I prayed, you know, things, and then I started to read about the use of monatomics and what they did with it at the Alpha Learning Institute with Director Sean Adams, who has the sixth highest IQ in the world. And you know, this guy can read a book in like 30 minutes and he can remember books he's read years ago, like word for word almost. I mean, and he did this research and he found that immediately when monatomic gold touched the saliva, it would balance both hemispheres of the brain, and there was an improvement, and they didn't know the limits of it. Well, that study was done back in 2003. We're in, you know, 2015 now. The science is way more advanced. Now they create this stuff in an exotic non-metal hybrid state. We get this from Switzerland, and in Switzerland they do these clinical studies, and I have these studies on these ingredients that they won't do in the United States because it's not through the FDA. It's done through their own independent testing. But they have – these are minerals, keep in mind. These are in a non-metal state, so what we're talking about is frequency. We're talking about like the homeopathic type frequency type, you know, interdimensional elements. That's what monatomics can go from one thing to become another thing. And well, we have gold, silver, iridium, and ruthenium, and we also have a pharmaceutical grade probiotic in there. So that research came to me and I said, you know what, let's pull the trigger and let's put this product together. And then I started experimenting on this with myself, and one thing I was guaranteed is that they said, well, it's safe. You know, we had 500 people that did these clinical trials, and there was no, you know, negative metabolic effect, there was no side effects, but we do have all this corpus data of, you know, positive, you know, stuff regulating with the cytokines, stuff with brain, stuff with relaxing. And I said, well, give it to me. And I tried it. Well, within I think it was 13 days or so, I felt different in my mind. I felt calm. I felt at ease. I felt centered, and I never had one of those attacks ever again since that day, and that was almost 2 years ago, and I was having them to the point of maybe once or twice a month for almost 2 years. So
that's crazy. I was diagnosed PTSD as well, by the way.
Yeah.
But go ahead. For you?
Well, that for me, it was life-changing, and I do believe that my ability to manifest, you know, what I want because of getting into the pineal gland, you know, we're so left-brain focused that in order to get into the pineal gland, you've got to access, you know, the midbrain. You got to get into the midbrain, and I think from my own research and from my own understanding, getting into the midbrain is a cinch now. And then that's when you can create, you're in those alpha and theta waves, and that's when it becomes real easy to put things together.
I was going to ask you, just from me taking your RNA drops, I've definitely noticed, how do I explain it? I have a more consistent amount of energy throughout the day.
Yep, that's true.
I find that I don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on, did I eat? Then it'll go up. And then, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So as a disclaimer, everything I'm saying is for entertainment purposes only. So what I'm saying here
You're
is
You're entertaining
stuff,
me, darling.
Yeah. What I've found, because I've done this research, and again, this isn't research done through the FDA. It's not clinical trials here that cost millions of dollars. But what I've discovered is a lot of this stuff has to do with the RNA and, you know, affecting the RNA so that you can create you know, like one of those videos by, it was out there about David Hudson's discovery, and they talked about how there's almost like an overlaying, like an overlay chart on the DNA with some of this stuff that will just help recreate it. And now whether I can say that that actually is what's happening or not, I can't say that scientifically, but what I can say is that phenomenon you experience where you feel you have more sustained energy, mm-hmm. it's almost like running a parallel, you know, energy circuit. That's kind of what I feel like.
Interesting.
Yeah. And even James said that, a friend, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He said he felt that way when, you know, he's doing his athletics. And I can certainly say the same thing. I've been through the Lyme, so I've been through a lot of things. And, you know, I'm doing the same strength training I did when I was half my age before any of that stuff happened.
It's crazy. Well, and I got to tell you, I've been moving, as everybody now knows. And last weekend we moved Saturday and Sunday. I was lifting a lot of furniture, which I swore I wouldn't do. Yeah. And I was surprised how I was not super, super like sore, unable to move the next day.
Yeah.
I was really amazed. Like, that's a first. Usually I get extremely sore, lactic acid buildup, all that stuff. The other thing I noticed was clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seem to be able to, now that I've been taking RNA, I seem to be able to focus better.
That was one of the, yeah, that's what I primarily wanted to hone in on, because that, the ability to use your brain optimally is so important. And if you think about where the stimulation, you know, if you go get a brain test done, you can buy these things. And I did a demonstration on my website in the knowledge base where I actually took them for the first time. I had this kit on, and you could see just going like around from alpha all the way to theta, delta, you know, all through the brain waves.
Cool.
And
cool.
So what I noticed is I started, you know, playing music better. I started being able to comprehend, understand what I was reading. I could actually finally learn, because I think we have so much information coming at us. I think so many people are borderline. There's no such thing as really attention deficit disorder. I think we're just overstimulated. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to tap into a fuller version of ourselves and open up more of our brain. And so that's what I feel like happens when I use it.
So what you're saying is that you're not just being able to absorb the data, you're actually being able to see it, sense it more multidimensionally.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a vertical integration and wide scope integration. Like, you can actually think on linear and horizontal, and just, you know, you can pull together things that you normally could do when you're, you know, let's just put it this way. These like monks and people that have trained for years and years and years, meditating hours a day, they want to get to this place where their brain functions this way. And what Sean Adams discovered is that you can just do that right away, you know, so you can get yourself to function like that.
Now, tell me a little bit about what is the latest thing going on with the minerals in our soil, the minerals with the fertilizers, the minerals with the agencies. What's going on there?
Well, it's been like that for quite a while now, at least since the 80s, I believe, but the soil is deficient. They don't replace them in all the minerals back into the soil, and they used them all up. So it's been overdone. It's gone. You're not going to get it. Let's just put it that way. Like, one of the guy that supplies us with a lot of our stuff said, look, if you had a potassium deficiency, he goes, go eat 100 bananas. You're going to have a potassium deficiency afterwards too.
God.
So mineral, you got to have them. Cellular function, you're going to require the minerals, and you're not getting it. That's why there's so much deficiency and toxicity. Just beat the drum of that, you know, deficiency, toxicity. What are you deficient in, and what are you talking? Because if you have deficiencies, you can't even deal with toxicity, because you can't detox properly. So you got to have both of those avenues in mind.
Well, I think it's interesting too. The other day I ran a scan on James Gilliland who's up at East City Ranch in Washington, and he gave me permission to share this information. And I was floored at how many radioactive metals and materials were in his field.
Oh, that's another story altogether. Yeah.
And so, I mean, are you addressing the real heavy metals with your products?
Our RNA drops chelate metals.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's everything we sell is for a reason, and it's hard to get into that with everybody, but you should understand that when you know our complete kit is designed as a complete kit, and the reason why is because it's, you know, it's all integrated, and this is done by some of the brightest people out there of what you need. So you have the complete essentials RNA drops. That will help with chelating some of the metals, but you have to have a good multivitamin in order for that process to work correctly. So the multivitamin we have is from a seaweed base. It's a whole food, organic, and it also has some of the algaes in there, and some of the algaes can address the issues with radiation, things like that. And you got the iodine, you got that in the Electrolyte Pro, and then you got the magnesium. So all this stuff is designed to kind of cover the basis of the whole spectrum. And when you talk about radiation, I mean, that's another story altogether. That's something that's anybody's call again.
Oh my God. So, okay, so the keys here are deficiency and toxicity.
Always, yeah.
Okay, so within toxicity, we're talking what? GMO foods.
Yep. You're talking like, you got your foods, you've got your drugs, you've got stress creates toxins,
stress.
Emotional stress creates toxins in the body. Even excitement, being overly excited can create certain, stress hormone toxins, things like that. There's a bunch of ways you can get that, but you don't want to overcomplicate something. Are you in a state of joy and are you happy? Well, if not, then get back to a state of joy and be happy to the best of your ability. What's your highest excitement in this moment? Find the answer to that, then take action so you can get back into a place of being at ease in your psyche, in your mind, and then your body tends to want to follow your corresponding emotional state. So if you can work on them both at the same time, I think, well, that's how I did it. And actually, I give away this book. It's called How I Broke the Spine of My Chronic Illness. And I give this away on our website if you just pay a few bucks in shipping. But I talk about that, how it's really a mind-body phenomenon of how I did it. And it worked really well. And I'm very, very pleased that I found the right people that could teach me these things.
That's so cool. And
yeah.
And isn't it true that deficiencies in minerals are like one of the number one contributors to depression?
Yeah, that's the most interesting part about it.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, let's imagine you're a young teenager and you consume a lot of sugar and you're taking a lot of energy drinks like most of these kids, and you're getting a lack of vitamin D because you're sitting in your gaming system all day long. And then all of a sudden you become suicidal and you try to take your life. Well, you see, that story hits home with me because my youngest brother lived that story. You see, this is all just – it's kind of easy to see from the outside looking in, but we have to remember that that's not a normal way of living. You're not designed to hide out in your basement all day or in front of your computer or on your TV and poison yourself all day. And then see, the reason why is because he was so depressed. Then they had to put him on all these antidepressants, which made him kind of lose his mind. You see,
it's more loop.
It is. It's the downward spiral.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So go over the kit one more time. It's got the – tell me again what's in the kit.
Yeah, the complete essentials kit has the RNA spray. Now, Dr. Howard designed that for kind of the super immune support. He designed that to kind of support the overall kit itself with help for the immune system. And then we have the complete essentials RNA drops. We covered that. We have the complete essentials multivitamin. It's a whole food-based multivitamin, and then we have the magnesium and the Electrolyte Pro, and those are the angstrom size, ionically charged, minerals that your body needs. And the cool thing about that is they're in a fulvic acid base, and fulvic acid is known to help with the absorption. It's also good for the immune system, and they're also energized in an energy vortex. So if you muscle test with them, they're going to test pretty darn strong because it's a very powerful pack.
That's awesome. I just love that. I just love the fact that you guys went that extra mile with that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do for, like, if somebody calls you up, let's just say somebody that hears this calls you up and says, hey, Matthew, I have had AIDS my whole life. Would you immediately put them on that kit?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it to treat the AIDS.
No, I understand that, and I know you can't make a statement about treating AIDS, but I'm just saying as a good support.
Yes, I would do it to support the body. Absolutely. That's what I would put everybody. I mean, basically, the core essential kit is the minerals and the vitamin. And I called it the core kit because that's, basically the nucleus. I mean, that's giving you essentially what you absolutely need every single day. And then the complete is, taking it the extra step and adding in, the RNA drops and the RNA spray. So I would put them on that for certain. And, with an issue like AIDS, I would look into other things like energetically, stuff that maybe you're doing or somebody else is doing on an energetic basis, because that, what does Western medicine know about that? They've never cured it. So you have to look outside the box.
Yeah. I get into more of the patterns and the way in which a person thinks, the way in which they run their lives, the decisions that they make, the patterns of relationships, heartbreaks, even illness, and that sort of thing. And
exactly.
So, it's a completely different angle and approach than what you're doing, because we still need to support the physical body, and it's under so much barrage of pollutions.
Yeah.
Even with the chemtrails, the water, fluoridated water. So basically, if someone is exposed to a lot of fluoridated water, you would actually support them taking RNA drops.
Yes, I would. I would. And fluoridated water. I mean, don't put it back in there, just because you're taking it out. I mean, some people have this mindset, I have a friend and she's diabetic and she drinks like sugar drinks this big, and she does it, cakes and fast food. I mean, she just takes it in all day because she's given up. She's like, I'll never get rid of this diabetes.
No,
but she's going to get rid of herself because she thinks it's, as long as I counteract it with this insulin shot, I can keep having it. And that's the mindset you have to kind of get away from.
Yeah, so you got to be able to break habits. And again, sugar is like basically the biggest addiction on the planet, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And so instead of thinking of what can I get rid of, you always think of how can I bring in something. You always want to add in, not take away. So the way that I was taught to get well when I had to clean up my act when I was really sick was, my nutritionist, very smart, she says, I want you to make this special salad and include it to your day every day, twice a day. And so what happened was is I started including it and then started including the right supplements, and then I didn't even want that other stuff anymore because I started to feel better and I started to get leaner and I started, everything came together.
Mm.
And you kind of force things out by bringing things in.
That's a really smart move. So what do you provide children versus adult? I mean, is there a difference in the way that you offer your products to someone who's younger?
Well, what I do with my children, my son is 8, my daughter's 4, and they use the products. I don't have them use the RNA drops a few times, maybe like once a month. You know, they don't have to use that every day. But I do have them use the multivitamin and the magnesium and the minerals. And what I do is I scale it down for their size. I don't recommend anybody, you know, 4 years or younger should probably use it. It's something your doctor would have to tell you. But my kids, 8 and 4, I put it in their juice. They have juice with their breakfast, and I just put it right in the juice, and they still love it. They think they can hardly even notice it's there. And then I know they're getting everything they need right there, right then and there. So they're good for the day.
And you've really noticed it with the children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, you think about it, kids are so wound up and so wiry, and the magnesium and the minerals are like the big thing I've noticed. Just my kids are so healthy. Let's just put it that way. My kids, if you saw my kids, and just we give them good stuff and we take care of them, but we also let them have a little bit of ice cream. They get away with some naughty stuff, and that's okay. They're kids. But we don't let them go without the stuff their body needs. And they're so energetic and so healthy and happy. And that's all I really want. I want them to have a good life, and that's all you can do.
So tell me a little bit, Matthew. You know, we have a really bad connection. Sorry, folks. Skype is acting up here today. You and I talked last time, and you were talking about, you know, the legislation that you're having to contend with. Can you share a little bit of that? Or?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily myself. It's the manufacturers who provide everything for us. And it's gotten to the point that it's just ridiculous. So what I was just told, it was about 4 days ago, is I'm going to keep his name, you know, confidential. Sure. For obvious. Sure. Reasons, because he's actually in it right now with the FDA. They did an audit of their entire company, and they're going back and forth, and the FDA says that you can't use parts per million anymore. Now you have to use a different formula, a different measuring system. And so he said it's one thing after another, just getting them to change this, change that. And what he says, they're moving in on potassium, magnesium, calcium, and they're trying to get it so that it's considered a drug the minute you say anything about it. Like, let's say magnesium calms the heart. Well, does it? You know, there's ample research out there to show that it will help you in many areas. But the minute you say anything like that, it's now considered a drug, because as long as it affects any part of the body, they want control over the body. So now it's considered a drug. So what he says is that This is like an end game strategy, like a checkmate move where, you know, hey, we run all the people out of business who are natural, and we give control of it to the doctors and then take it away. Because once the doctors get control of it, well, they don't want you to get healed and cured, because there's no money in that. They're in the sickness business. So we got to keep, you know, and it's ugly to think that could be the case out there. And I know many, many doctors are amazing people, and they want you to get well. My doctor here locally is an MD. He's one of the greatest guys ever. And he would never want anybody to be sick, but he cannot prescribe vitamins and minerals, because he could lose his license or be sued. Wow. So what can he do? He can give you drugs, because that's what his scope of being a doctor is able to do.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I can get an antidepressant any day of the week if I'm not feeling good. All I got to do is just say, hey, I'm not feeling good, and I could probably walk away with 3 of them if I wanted. But if I went in there and said I wasn't feel good, they're not going to do any investigation as to, you know, what I'm eating, if I'm getting my minerals, if I'm getting enough sunshine, enough exercise. None of the obvious things are going to be addressed. It's going to be, oh, well, are you under stress? Are you not feeling good? Have you had suicidal thoughts? Are you treating that? Well, we have something for you. I mean, that's kind of what do you have for me? Oh, we got these benzodiazepine drugs. And then if you go ahead and you YouTube or Google search that, look at some people trying to come off those and see what they're going through. I know teenagers that are on those, and I know them personally. What a nightmare, you know? I mean, what an absolute horrendous nightmare. I don't know. I just, it scares me. Honestly, it scares me.
It's such a shame. So I would like you to play that clip that you had told me about. You said you had one or two clips that were actually really an eye-opener as to what's going on out there in the legal part of the holistic industry, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got one that's about the legal part. And we got another one that's about the part of actually getting in your body what it needs as opposed to what's mainstream out there available.
Perfect. And
yeah, when you hear these, everything will be pretty clear to you. And this is from an industry expert who are keeping confidential, so this is good information. You ready for the first one?
I sure am. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the main thing would be you know, we talked about magnesium, potassium, and calcium, and the FDA they're trying to classify those as drugs.
That's correct. The reason being is because calcium and magnesium can correct imbalances in the body and can help you with osteoporosis and can help you with repairing your body. And if it can help you to repair your body, they want to class it as a drug.
Right.
Anything that they consider that, you know, you can say calcium will help your bones, the minute you're doing that, you have to get that registered as a drug, because calcium immediately becomes a drug if it can help cure or, you know, enhance your situation. They just want to make it a drug.
So how does that work for most of the people? I mean, this research has been out there for forever.
The research is not a clinical trial.
I see.
And they do not accept anything that is not a clinical trial, that is not done. That's why they make it so difficult. That's why, if for clinical trials, cost millions of dollars to do them, and then it's 7 or 8 years, so the only people that can afford to do that are pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly. And so when we talk about, you said something about a company that had walnuts.
Walnuts and cashew nuts. And pecans. I mean, you know, California sells a lot of that.
Yeah.
And they were actually issued a directive to cease and desist selling their nuts, because they wrote on their advertisements and on their, you know, their product that the nuts have got selenium in them, and that they have certain minerals in them, and also essential fatty acids and vitamin E. And using those will enhance your heart function, and it will help with certain parts of, you know, helping your body regenerate. And because they did that, they told them to change their label, or they have to register that fruit as a drug. That nut is a drug.
God. That's insanity. So how does the company market their products if they can't say there's any benefits? Because if you say there's a benefit, you know, you have to register it, but people don't want to buy anything if they don't see any benefits from it.
Well, that's the main thing. You see, the whole modus operandi is they are trying to get the doctors, they're trying to get the doctors to prescribe natural products. Okay, so they're trying to force everybody that is in the natural field out, and then get the natural products to be taken over by the doctors, and then the doctors can prescribe the natural products. And then once they get themselves into that situation, then the doctors will immediately stop prescribing natural products, because the minute you put somebody on something natural, they can get healed. So the doctors are going to stop that, because they're not interested in you being healed, they're interested in you being sick.
Exactly.
So once they control that, then they will stop prescribing it and kill the natural industry.
Do you think that there's a possibility that that would happen, or do you think there'll be a big enough pushback?
It's happening in Europe. It's been happening in Europe. You can't buy vitamin C more than 70 milligrams in a health food store, period.
Wow.
You know, it's all this whole vaccination thing, too. It's all being forced on us. They're forcing this on us without us. You know, we've got rogue courts, we've got rogue judges, we've got rogue people that are just running, that are taking money from interests and are running with it. Don't care what the public says, you know, it doesn't matter no more. We don't have a say. No matter how you fight against it, the only way that it's going to stop is like when they're doing when Greece went down, the people start burning the place down and rioting. That's the only time they listen.
Yeah, it's a dark, dark situation. That's terrible.
Yeah, but it's not hypothetical. This is what's happening.
Right. So you've got to take matters into your own hands now while you still have the opportunity to, right?
Well, this is what you have to do. But, you know, the biggest problem is that they are listening to what you're saying. They are monitoring whatever you're saying. And they are, you know, the minute you start, you know, start producing stuff and you start getting ahead, then they start going for you. I mean, they got stuck into us because of our product. They're having calcium and magnesium and they're in it, and because of cold. And because of that, now that designates the body, a part of the body, and you know, you need to have that registered as a drug before you can market. And the more you tell them that it's a mineral, they don't give a stuff. They just say, listen, this is a drug. We designate it as a drug.
Yeah.
You know, so this is very important. People must realize this, that this is what is happening.
So what can the average person do? You know, what do we do? What situation are we in?
Well, you've got to realize what's going on, first of all. And then you're going to have to start getting some product and start putting stuff away and you know, whatever you need, buy up and start storing stuff and buy product that can hold for many, many years. I mean, our product does not deteriorate, even though we are forced to put a best-buy date on it. I've had product that has been, you know, on the shelf stored for 15 years and had it analyzed and it's still the same. There's no deterioration because it's a mineral. So people have to start thinking of looking after themselves. And yes, people will start growing fruit and vegetables and their own greens, thinking that they're getting everything, and they're not, because the soil doesn't have it.
Right?
But it's not in the soil, it's not in the food source, period.
So that's the end of that clip, but...
Wow.
That's what's happening. That is the nature of reality right now.
God. And now they're even going so far. I mean, see, in my opinion, this is so audacious. And what I want to remind everybody out there is, you know, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. It's time for us to take action. Anybody who's willing to take this and run with it, maybe get some petitions going, get the signatures going, get this going into the Supreme Courts. We actually do have judges, Matthew, now that are working for the light. They're not many, but there are some, because we've had some landslide decisions that were for the benefit of the people and not the, you know, massive corporations.
Thank God for that, yeah.
But what other ideas do you have after talking to this individual?
Like he said, you know, we have, you know, he, you know, they're producing our minerals. To make a long story short, I keep, you know, I have a stockpile. I mean, you know, I keep at least a year's worth for my family. Okay. What if you can't get your minerals anymore? What if they're not available? What if this happens? You know, what if it happens? What do you do about it? Well, let's just say that I hope it doesn't happen, because, you know, if the soils, like he said, you can grow your own gardens, like he said, but people will start growing their own gardens, trying to get the food they need that's non-GMO, that actually has nutrition. And the problem is they don't have the minerals. And if you can't get the minerals, then what good? You might as well just eat whatever's available, because it's not going to do anything anyway.
That's
so
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you have to have common sense here. But like you said, the main thing is it has to be one, you know, we have to take this power back, and we have to say, look, no. You know, this is stuff that is nature gave to us. This is provided by nature. We need it. We're going to get it, because we have to have it.
You know, I do want to also bring up, there is legislation, I don't know if you heard about this, where the bankers are just throwing a hissy fit. And it's not to their liking. And I thought, the moment I saw this article, I thought to myself, remember the countless bankers that have been found to have supposedly committed suicide.
They just jumped out of buildings? Or,
yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, like, they're in midstream of a sentence, and they run to the window and jump off of, you know, of what? One was like 32 stories high. I'm sorry.
There's better ways to go than that. Yeah.
People just really need to wake up and recognize that the government and the institutions that are, I'm not talking about these people that run on the administrative level that don't have a clue as to what the true agenda is, but the government itself and the agencies in which that keep the motor running, you know? Yeah. They are not here for our benefit. Not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
Yeah, it's so I think everybody understands that who listens to, you know, I think we're there, you know. I think people get that. And I think people need to just get, well, what can they do about it? Because everybody feels like, well, who am I? You know, I'm not, you know, a senator or a congressman. And, well, you don't have to be. Like you said, you have to have a grassroots campaign.
Yes.
And that's where it has to start. It has to start by getting, you know, a small fire builds into a big fire.
Well, and I tell people this all the time. Those of you that are out there that are talking to friends, family, people at the store. Okay, yesterday I was at a storage unit. A guy came rolling up, you know, and he had some people that he had hired to lift the heavy stuff, and he started talking to me, and he said something about, wow, it's such a beautiful day. Now, I always look for an opportunity to drop a bomb.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, it's great. There's no chemtrails in the sky. And he said, what? And he was a very intellectual guy because he had talked to me off and on throughout the hour that he was there. And I said, well, yeah, you know, it's great because there's no chemtrails in the sky. And he said, well, what are those? So that led into a conversation. So then he said, well, have you noticed how radically different the weather is? I can't believe that we're getting rain in the month of July, you know, where it just poured rain. And I said, well, there's three reasons for that. I listed off, you know, there's harp manipulation and there's bioengineering and all this stuff. And he looked at me and he said, I never thought of it that way.
He just opened a whole new Pandora's box. Yeah.
And then he just walked away. You know, it was like you could see the wheels turning. So for all of you out there, listen, I mean, everybody that you are making a comment or two, who cares if they think you're stupid? Who cares if they think you're ignorant? And who cares if they think you're crazy? Because the bottom line is, they're going to be seeking out us. Very shortly, I guarantee it. So, well, I tell you what, was there anything else that you wanted to share?
Well, we have one more clip, and that's just about you know, the effectiveness of most products. And this is worth listening to, so I think we should just listen to this and then get out of it what we can.
Love it.
All right.
Yeah. So what they do is they will then, if you go to the store and you go and buy calcium and magnesium, you will see that every product that is in a capsule form is two calcium cows to one. If you notice that, you'll see when you go and buy CalMag, you'll see calcium is twice as strong as the mag. Now, that's done on purpose, because the blood cannot utilize it like that. It has to be two mags to one cal for the body to utilize it.
Yeah, the other way around. Yeah.
It has to be the other way around. If it's not the other way around, then you have a problem of calcification.
Yep.
So immediately they are selling you something that is not going to work in any case.
Right.
So basically what we found out was, you know, especially with bone, with our product, people were taking calcium tablets and their bone density wasn't improving. And then when I did a hair analysis on them, I found that their calcium and magnesium was through the roof on the hair analysis, on the tissue analysis. And I started to figure out, but this guy's got osteoporosis, and yet his calcium and magnesium levels are off the charts. What the hang's going on? Then I started to do research on it and found out that the body was craving calcium and magnesium so much that it actually stored calcium the synthetic form, hoping that it could break it down so that it could use it, but it couldn't. So you would end up having calcium and magnesium to wazoo and have none in your tissue and none in your bones because the body could not assimilate it. Now, the reason for that is anything that is synthetic and made in a lab by the pharmaceutical industry is molecular in size. It is one molecule in size.
Mm-hmm.
A molecule is a thousandth of an inch. So is a blood cell a thousandth of an inch in size. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out if something is a thousandth of an inch in size and something else is a thousandth of an inch in size, they will not fit in each other.
Right.
So what happens is when you take a synthetic product, it stays in your bloodstream, and being calcium and magnesium, it'll cause kidney stones and all sorts of things. It'll cause atherosclerosis in the body, blocking of the arteries, calcification, because it cannot get into a blood cell. You have to have something that gets into a blood cell. So when it gets into a blood cell, the body can utilize it, use what it needs, and disperse what it doesn't. That's where angstrom comes into being. So when something that's angstrom in size is 1/250 millionth of an inch in size, that is an angstrom.
Yep.
Now, if you take a blood cell and you put a line across the center of it, you could put a million angstroms in a line next to each other to cover that distance.
Okay.
Just giving you an idea how small it is. So if it's angstrom in size, it's the same as what it is in a plant source, and it will get into the cell and out of the cell at will.
Hmm.
Yes.
So that's what makes it so different. So when I found that out, I then started to produce this product in the angstrom form. And what was happening was we then found that over the period of 4 to 5 months, a person's bone density would come back to normal. And the calcium and magnesium that he stored would dissipate out of the body because the body stopped holding it in retention because it had enough.
Yeah.
And that changed my whole perspective on how this whole thing works.
Yeah, you found the solution. You found what actually works in the body.
Yeah, so then from looking at that, then you have a look at a whole lot of ailments. We have an issue that is quite prevalent, which is hemochromatosis, which is iron toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And people go and have their blood let and keep them away from vegetables and all that. We found that if they start taking angstrom iron, that the body will dump the iron that it's storing and utilize the iron that it can use. Most hemochromatosis patients are iron deficient. Although the body's full of iron, it cannot utilize it. And most iron tablets today are, you know, iron ferrate and all these synthetic forms of iron that the body cannot assimilate. So we've had reversals in that too.
That's fascinating.
So it's basically chelation by replacement.
Yep. And you know, most people are interested in the magnesium, and the product you make for us, these 45,000?
Yeah, 45,000 ppm. Yeah.
Yep. And so that works the same way. If people get that into the cells, and they can build their magnesium levels back up. Have you had any success stories with that or the other mineral formula that you?
With magnesium is a fantastic mineral. I mean, if you have migraine headache and if you took magnesium for a migraine, it stops it within minutes if it's the right form of magnesium. You also find out that asthmatic patients actually have a magnesium deficiency. The minute the magnesium level gets to normal, that asthma dissipates and goes away.
Yeah.
So and then, of course, with the magnesium oil, you can actually spray it on the skin also.
Yeah. Yep.
And it'll absorb into the skin because the particle size is absorbable. So it's basically you're staying away from synthetic, because God never designed the body for synthetic. He designed the body for natural stuff. And so the body will assimilate natural stuff. And the minute it's synthetic, the body has a problem absorbing it. Basically, if you look at calcium carbonate, for instance, calcium carbonate. Now, calcium carbonate is one calcium molecule, two carbons, one nitrogen, and an oxygen. So you have those molecules in that combination. The body knows each one of those individually. It knows the calcium, it knows carbon, it knows oxygen, and it knows nitrogen. So it knows them individually. But when it's chemically attached, It cannot break that up. So the body will bring it in, try and break it down, cannot, so it stores it, hoping that it can break it down. That's the basis of all my research that I've done in the minerals, is that we've been fed this stuff in the wrong form.
Well, there you have it.
Wow. Thank you for sharing those. That was really educational.
Yeah, so you can see, you know, as I was trying to get myself well, you know, nothing worked. And I remember the body. My body used to be so sore, you know, with the limes and everything. I couldn't hardly move my muscles without them. You talk about lactic acid. I mean, it was ridiculous. They would lock up. Well, it took me about 2 years of using the angstrom-sized particles that we have with our company. But after a couple of years, I mean, I just ran 3 miles last night. I'm working out like a champ. I mean, I just, what he said is so profound in such a short time there that it just hits the hammer right on the head, you know, just hits the nail right on the head.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. I do know that there's one doctor out there that researches the cell and how a film has developed around the cells now.
Yeah.
And that's been another problem for our cells to be able to absorb the good stuff. You know, that's been a challenge.
Yeah.
And this is why essences or something alchemically based is so imperative, folks, because our bodies, I mean, I don't care how much you've been juicing, how much organic foods you have. It's just we are still very, very toxic on the inside, you know, because of where we live.
That's why I keep saying, like, you know, like you said, what we do and what you do, it's such a good combination because, you know, you have to get into the outside of the box, you know, that realm of alchemical, quantum, vibrational, that stuff. That's where the action's at. And it's the smaller, you know, technology's getting smaller and smaller. Well, look at, we're talking nutrition getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And yeah.
The smaller it gets, you still have a whole world inside that small little piece right there.
More powerful. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, okay. So just remind everybody, how much is the kit, the essentials kit?
Well, the core essential kit, I believe, is $109. And I believe the complete essentials kit is $219. And that's for five products. Like I said, I used to buy kits when I was not well, and I'd spend upwards of $800 for garbage. And we're talking about, you know, getting it in this form that the body can utilize. And, you know, for some people that's a stretch, but you have to understand what you pay for is what you get. You're getting, you know, the quality, getting it for a few bucks a day. You know, that's what it's all about.
Getting that with Galactic Connections stuff too. So check it out, folks, and do me a favor, please. Honestly, I don't talk about this a lot, but it literally costs me about $1,500 a month to run the blog, okay? And I do that gratis. And so anything you can do to support Galactic Connection, I would really appreciate it. That is an awesome solution. It's something that's going to benefit you. If you work with Matthew, please use Galactic Connection as a reference. There is a link up on the website.
And use the code so that you get your discount on, if you get anything that has the RNA drops, you use the coupon code GC for Galactic Connection, GC10, and you'll get an additional $10 savings on that product or that kit containing RNA drops.
See, he knows all about it. Can you tell, like, I forgot all about that? Great postage here.
Like you said in the beginning, you're doing all this and you're taking on more and more.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Anyway, so check it out. We do have, I tried to make it really easy. There's a box up there that says liquid software, and you can just click on that, and that'll take you right into the area to review all the cool products that they have. And this is just a small little piece. We're going to just kind of take them in little chunks, huh, Matthew? But today we wanted to focus on the essentials kits because that's what everybody could use right now. So anyway, just tying things up, wanted to thank you for your dedication and your time and your willingness to share your story and share those really cool clips. And I'm sure we'll be connecting again soon here.
Yeah, and mention it. Please mention in the checkout if you can that you heard about it from Alexander from Galactic Connection, and I'll make sure to add in something extra special for you just because I want to support what you're doing, Alexandra, and I want to support your customers too. So, and your audience, your listeners, everybody that's tied into you, I want to make sure they get a little extra. So,
like I said, I have the most awesome audience on the planet.
You do.
He even says that, guys. The people that he's talked to on the phone, he's like, they are incredible.
Yeah, when we did this before and I got to speak with several people that listened to you, these are some of the most enlightened people out there. So, yeah.
They enlighten me. They send me incredible emails and articles and keep me posted on everything that's going on. They keep me uplifted. They keep me going when I'm like burned out sometimes. So anyway, check it out. It is RNA drops, and you'll see it on the right-hand column, I believe. You can't miss it. You can just click on there, and you can go ahead and research till the cows come home, as they say. And in the meantime, take care, stay in tuned, because we have two really cool radio show programs coming up. We've got Tom Lesher of the K-Pacha, the guy that's an amazing astrologer. I've met him in person, just a really cool guy. I'm looking forward to that interview next week. And then we have Sheldon Neidl coming up. So we're going to be doing another review with Sheldon shortly. And you guys take care. As always, if you have any questions, go ahead and feel free to drop us a line. We've got emails all over the website. Okay, somebody wrote me on the other day and said, I can't figure out how to contact you. We do have a Contact Us tab at the top of the blog. Don't ever forget that. Okay? Okay, lots of love. Here to serve. Honored by being here for all of you. And Matthew, lots of love to you too. You take care. We'll talk to you guys later. Lots of love.
Take care.
Bye.